Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 or thereabouts for the entire 22 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Howdy, sir.
How are you doing?
This is one more week that we can look each other in the eye and know that we are unified in our football wishes for the weekend. Because after this week, it's going to be a little touch and go there.
Touch and go the following week, right?
You know, just a touch. Just a touch.
I got me a big orange shirt. I got it purchased there last weekend by a friend while he was up in Nash Vegas, or out there in Memphis, maybe, I guess. I don't know where Adam had a wedding to go to, so he got me a UT Vols shirt there. I thought I'd wait, you know, before I broke it out and wore that bright orange, make everybody feel like we're in hunting season.
We may have to talk about maybe a wager after, we're off the air.
Sure. I think Tennessee's good for 52. I think that's what they're averaging this year. Right?
Somewhere along in there, yeah. speaking of big points, Frederica Knights able to put up a pretty decent number against Bullock Academy this past Friday night, opening up region play, 42-20, the final score. And although I am glad that we got on the started off the region play with the win, part of me was kind of sad to see our great rival in the sad state that they were in, because that was not the same Bullock Academy that we have grown to detest over the years.
It's the same group. We just did what we were told to do. We went out there and hit them dead in the mouth, and we beat up on them a little bit. I thought our kids did exactly what we asked them to do all week in practice. I told them, you know, I said, I think we'll come out and play hard right off the beginning. They might not respond. And I thought our kids came out and defensively kind of set the tone there on the first series, and then offensively we kind of took momentum on the fake punt, and then we went right down the field and scored. And I felt like it took a little air out of them. And then the next series they come out, we created a turnover and went right back down the field and scored again. We're up 14-0. I mean, if you were drawing up ideal situations, that was the one that we needed. And, you know, I thought our kids created that and did a good job. And we talked about it all week. We thought we could create some turnovers. Mesh Point, 46, had a tendency to fumble the ball a little bit, and so we talked about a couple guys lighting him up, and the next guy kind of stripped the ball, and we got three fumbles, and we had an interception, so we got four turnovers on the night. I thought our kids played well on defense, and like you said, offensively, I thought we executed really well all the way around, run blocking, stayed on blocks, did a really good job, and we created matchup problems. I thought Coach Erick did a really good job of creating matchup problems and getting the edge, and Jordan ran for 343 yards, but you don't do that without great perimeter blocking and great interior blocking up front. I thought our guys did a really, really good job.
You changed up the snap count from the previous week, and between that and Sutton Ellis showing off his hard count skills, was it six penalties in the first quarter, six in the first half?
It was something like that.
There was a lot of yellow flying in
that
field.
Yeah, we changed up the snap count. We've been working on it. It goes back to way back, I guess. We did it at Glenn long ago, and we did it here when we first started, and then we kind of got away from it with the hurry up. It was go fast, you know, and just snap it and go. And so kind of got away from it, and then we went back to our old style, what the play's called. When the play's called, it automatically gives you the snap count the way it's set up. So kids done a really good job with. I thought we did a much better job even this week in practice. Our snap count was really, really spot on. I thought our kids focused really well Friday night. Bullock jumped off sides, like I said, five or six times in that first quarter. We kept them off balance, and they were wanting to blitz, and I thought they did a really good job.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned just in passing, Jordan Triplett, 343 yards, three touchdowns on the night. Four touchdowns and an interception. We'll leave that last bit off the stat line on that. Yeah. So let's again, it just seems like he puts out an extra bit of oomph when we play Bullock for whatever reason. It seems like every time we play those lousy stinking Gators, he's got a little extra in the tank for him.
Yeah, I think he likes their stadium and their field. I don't know what it is. He's got he's amassed almost 850-900 yards when we've been up there with his freshman year, the two games, and then this past year, 343. I think he had 287 in the playoff game, and then the year before that, or the game before that, when we played in the regular season, he had like 167. So you start putting those numbers together, they get a little gaudy, somewhere around about 800 yards up there. So, I thought last year he did the same thing. We played at home, we ran hard downhill, and he beat on him, and then we didn't really change the. Did change the MO this year. We went at him, and I thought we did a good job executing. Our O line did a really good job on the sweeps, getting out in front of him, and we stretched out. We found creases, and their secondary, when you start running in there and having to hit him in the secondary, it gets to be challenging, and linebackers get tired of trying to hit him too. So, we hope we can continue, and I think right now the speed of the game for us has slowed down a little bit with all the competition that we played early on. I thought our kids played a little bit faster than what we had been playing in the previous games, but maybe it was because of the competition we've been playing to is so extremely fast. So I think we're getting there. We've still got a really tough challenge this coming Thursday, so it's going to be a challenge.
Speaking of the last couple of days of having that opportunity to look back at the game film and see more of how the team performed now that it actually matters, how big of a difference do you think it made going up against that, I've called it before and I'll call it again, that buzzsaw of an early season schedule that you put them through? How big of an impact has that had on getting them ready for these games that actually matter?
I think you play such good competition that now our kids look at it and we're like, well, we know we have a familiarity with our guys in the region, but we also understand that we've played some really, really good football teams and that we're not going to face anybody probably better than some of the teams that we played. And had we fixed a few things and corrected a few things, we could have been in those games, tackled a little better, got our assignments a little bit better, done those things, we would have been in some of those football games.
Since some of your freshmen threw the meal flying twice or so.
Yeah, and some of those freshmen have grown up the last 3 or 4 weeks. And so you start looking at that, you go, wow, we've corrected some things and the kids have been coachable. And like I said, when you've got when you're 1-5, you got to go through some adversity all the way around. You start thinking about it, but our kids just came back to work, and now it's on to the region, and they're 2 wins away from being region champs. So everything's been attainable, like we said.
When we come back, we will talk about the short week and game 2 of the region slate going up against Pinewood Academy tomorrow night. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to take a look at the injury report and see how, check on the health of the Knights.
Everybody's good. The flu, it's back, thank goodness. It's made a comeback. Flu has.
I'm excited about that. Not everyone's being diagnosed with coronavirus. We're just being diagnosed with the flu now. So we're very excited.
That makes sense.
Yes. We've got a few guys that had the flu. I think some of it's his sinuses. Think everybody be healthy and ready to go. Vic was out today with the flu. Didn't feel good, but he went to the doctor, got some medicine, said he'd be ready to go by tomorrow. So hopefully he's back 100%. If not, we'll give him something. I'm not sure, but we'll get him ready to go. And he can hopefully give us about, 35, 40 snaps on defense, and then we can control the rest of them ourselves on offense.
I was going to say, I think even the Vic Ryden without, not at 100% is still a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, he's been a big help getting back healthy. He's coming in at defensive line. He's really helped us out a lot. He's taking some pressure off of us up front. When you're 6'7", he could be a huge asset tomorrow night. Getting his hands up. We talked about it. We've designed some things for him, hopefully, and get his hands up. Just if he can bat a couple balls down and maybe deflect a couple and we can get our hands on him and create some turnovers, it'd be great. That's going to be big. So going into it, we got to have a good pass rush up front and get ready. But as far as injuries, we just got to get ready to go play at Pineville or at Pinewood over at Belleville, which is always home away from home for us.
Yeah, speaking of which, we'll go ahead and start talking about the upcoming opponent, the Pinewood Patriots, tomorrow night. Having to play it on Thursday instead of Friday because of the statewide referee shortage.
Yep.
How big of a difference does that one less day of prep make a difference?
For us, it's made a huge difference because we spent the last week preparing for triple option, so you get focused on that. Now you got to go from one extreme to the next. And so you didn't want to change up the kids' patterns. You don't want to do any of that, bring kids in on Sunday and do any of that. You want them to get their full rest on Saturday, Sunday, and not change up their pattern. But it's made a little lengthier practices for us, going to about 6:45 at night when we usually get done about 6:30. But for the coaches, it's, I laugh about it, but I'm not really laughing about it. I was up again this morning at 4 o'clock hoping I got everything covered, and then I'm in there drawing stuff on the board going, okay, is everything covered? Do I got everything? I'm doing all the formations, going through everything. And, like I said, you go through – you don't – usually we take Saturday and we watch college football or whatever and kind of get clear the memory of it and then regroup and go to work on Sunday. But we just got back up Saturday morning, went straight to work, and I think most of us broke down film for about 8 or 9 hours on Saturday and turned around and started breaking down film Sunday morning about 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and doing laundry and getting ready to go. And then we met from 2 to 7:30 and went and met you at 8 o'clock to do another show. So, it's been football, football, football. And then as soon as practice is over with these guys, we go in and probably sit for an hour and see, okay, did this work? Was this good? Was this bad? And go through our list. And so It's been a pretty hectic week, but I thought our kids have handled it pretty well. The practices go long, so at one point you get some diminishing returns. But I thought trying to focus, I thought our kids Monday that you could tell we played well on Friday, and then yesterday it was a learning day a little bit with a different defense and offensive scheme a little bit looking at it, and then today was just a longer team. But I thought at times we were really sharp, and we're going to let the chips fall as they may come tomorrow. We get ready. We're doing a little walkthrough before we leave and get ready to go. And hopefully the guys are ready to play. I think the game plan is pretty good.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And thankfully, it's as far as road trips go, this one's not too bad. An hour and a half up the road, 2 hours, I guess, on the buses, not having to get on I-16, because anytime you don't have to go on I-16 is a good trip as far as I'm concerned.
unless we're going to Mercer.
Unless we're going to Mercer. That's right. Okay. All right.
You've got to keep it in perspective there.
Yeah. I appreciate that. So keep me in check there on that. Is it just me? Because I was talking with a couple of the fans out there before the show. It seems like it's almost like Freaky Friday year in our division. To where Bullock Academy traditionally has been more of a high flying pass first kind of offense, and Pinewood has been the 3 yards in the cloud of dust kind of situation. It seems like those roles have reversed on them this year.
Well, I think Bullock, they tried to. Trying to do some spread stuff last year, and then they come into this, a new coach going triple option. Pinewood does they utilized their quarterback Mick Watson for 4 years to spread out and run the football, try to get people out of the box, and then let Mick hit some creases and outrun everybody. And And Mick's an outstanding athlete. He's at Mercer now playing football, thank goodness. But now they've still got some receivers. They've got three or four receivers that can go get it and play really well. And they've got a young kid that can throw the ball real well. So, he's really accurate and he does a really good job. So we're going to have to play. We have to play really well. And he can run just enough to beat you. So another one of them as a defense coordinator. They're playing with 11. We love to play. We love to play 11 versus 10, but it's going to be 11 on 11 when we have to go against, because we have to account for that quarterback and runs and everything. So going to be a fun game. Hopefully we can contain them on defense, and offensively we can wear them down a little bit.
I noticed that you started, as you usually do, as the season progresses, you add in little wrinkles to the offense, right? The thing, and then with the region game hits, you really start getting a lot more. We saw a lot more of the option pass from y'all on Friday night. We can expect to see some more out of the arms of Triplett and out of Rico.
You know about the trick play passes that we run, the toss passes.
You know me. I'm a sucker. Yeah. I'm a sucker for the trick plays.
Listen, I don't know if the urge hits Coach Irrigan to run one, we run it. But if not, we're going to continue to do what we do and execute. We feel like we have a really good game plan. We see some things that we can hit them on. Got some ideas where we want to attack them in some areas, and I think we got a really good game plan offensively. What we do is we use a lot of formations, and we get people out of position and try to get edges and hit creases, and we've done a really good job at it all year, and we're getting used to doing it. That's the biggest thing right now. Early on, kids are trying to get acclimated to what we're trying to do. Now they're starting to understand, oh, this is where we're going. So I feel like we got a good chance. We just got to be ready to go and go out and execute.
Execute is what it's going to take tomorrow night up against the Pinewood Patriots heading up to Belleville. And, it's always a challenge. And then I also understand that they've had some upgrades to their facilities.
Yeah, they built new visitor bleachers and new home side bleachers. They put a new press box in and everything. And it looks really good, is what I've been told. I mean, we'll see when I get there off the bus. But should be an exciting game. I think we've both been the region champs in the last 8 years we've been in it. Or this is our year 9. We're 4-4, both of us are. So, this one here could be the swing vote. So we need to win this one.
There you go. It's the tiebreaker. We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V-Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. So I want to give you a chance, an opportunity as a coach. It always seems like every week we have a tendency to talk about the same big names on the team. Jordan Triplett, Sutton Ellis. Talk about Sam a good bit. We've brought in Quan and Rico as well. Tell me some of the names that may not get the most recognition that have contributed the most this year.
Well, I think in the center of it right now, Hamp does a great job at inside linebacker for us. I think, Friday night, tons of tackles playing our stack. He was all over the field. He ended up being the player of the game for us in points. I think he had 48 points in hustles and tackles and assists. So he had a really, really good game. I think he just did an outstanding job. And looking at it, what he does, I think he and Hayes have started to get better and better at the inside linebackers. We're moving a lot better. We're starting to understand it. I thought this week, last couple of weeks, Blake at corner, but he's also playing multi-spots out there on the defensive spot. And so we're moving him around. Just been outstanding. One guy that we're sitting here talking about today, you know, and he's back and forth, but he's the brains back there sometimes, and that's Burns McEwen. He knows all the checks. He knows everything. He's been really, really good of getting everybody lined up and communicating and doing things. You know, and then offensively, I think our linemen have started to really come around and make some really big plays up front that those guys don't get noticed. They're down there just beating up on people and getting all sweaty all night long, but they've gotten a ton better, and that's Fuller Wimberly and Will Johnson and those guys, Cinco, William Levy, you know, he's been there. He's overmatched every time he goes up against somebody. He's every bit of 5'6", 150 pounds soaking wet. So, but he's going to give you everything you got, you know. You know, we talk about Sam a lot, but he's kind of the commander-in-chief of that crew, and they're really young. You know, we call him Pops. He's always yelling at somebody. He's, come on, you know what to do. You know, we've been doing this, you know, and so you hear him out there. But I think those guys have done a really good job of growing up and understanding. I saw that a lot this week when we had some blitz schemes coming at them, and all of a sudden they're just passing it along, and guys are picking up the stunts and handing it off to the next guy. And I was like, okay, it's taking us 13 weeks, but we're getting there, you know. And that's the thing is now it's that time when you want to be getting it right and peaking in the football season, going into this region and trying to win. We went out with 5-5, we're region champs, and we put ourselves in a really good spot because if you look at Max Preps, we still got the highest schedule rating right now, and we're only 1.8 points away from being the sixth seed, maybe the fifth seed, I think, moving up the ladder. So, you know, there's a couple of spots we're trying to avoid, but at the same time, you know, I think our kids have they've gotten a lot better in the last 3 or 4 weeks of understanding what we're trying to do.
Shooting for that magical sixth seed.
You know me, I love the sixth seed.
We talked a little bit before the show started as well, as talking about development players and improvement over the season. Mary Ford Fitzgerald, he said that she's sounding different on those kickoff on the kicks.
We know, you know, she got hurt early on, pulled a quad muscle, and then she got her steps off, you know, and then now she's back to kicking the ball really well, even in practice. She hit one the other night in the game. I'd probably startled her when we grew up. I turned and said, Mary Ford, you're kicking. She just looked at me and she said, I'll never forget that look when you turn around and looked at me, ever. I was like, well, you know, go out there and hit it. And she did. She didn't think about it, but she's very talented. She's getting healthy. So that's big. You know, I think some down the road when we have to have something very accurate kick. But you also got Blake. Blake's been doing a really good job. And I think he's perfect right now on all of his extra points. So been outstanding doing that, and they've done a really good job. And, you know, we'll see going down the road. But I think right now to have two of those guys, two of them that can kick with Blake and Mary Ford has been exceptional, especially on special teams, have somebody that can do that because she can kick the onside kick like nobody's business. Yeah. Yep.
Amphibious.
That's what I said today.
You'll keep using this word. I do not think it means what you think.
Yes, it is. It's ambidextrous. But she was over there. She goes, do I kick it with my right foot or my left foot? And I'm like, you kicking it? I don't know. Kick it. Just kick it where we need it. She was like, okay. So did a really good job.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, of course, we can't be complete in talking about the special teams without bringing up the yeoman's work at punter that Sean Mooney's been doing all season.
He's done a pretty good job. He can't drop the snap again like he did Friday night. He's like, Coach, it was low. I said, I don't care. Don't bobble it. Just get it kicked out of there and get the ball out. But he's done a really good job this year. We tested him out a little bit to see if he can run and catch and do some things. He's pretty athletic. He plays D-line, plays tight end. We've been, you know, we're trying to sneak him out on some stuff, and he's all over the place out there sometimes. But as a punter, he's done a pretty good job directionally kicking the ball.
And you know, you say that about him, but it really is. There's so many players on the team that just by out of sheer necessity, because of the size of the roster, that you've got to be multi-talented and multifaceted.
Well, they don't have a choice. I don't know if we're very multi-talented at times, but they make plays when we need to, and that's the biggest thing is they've got that will to continue and to play the next play and play hard. And they've done a really good job. You know, like I said, when you're 1-5, everybody could have just said, you know what, we're just going to let the ship sink. But we focused. They came back in, and we focused on that back end, knowing that the front end was going to be really hard. These kids are really focused on the back end of trying to go out and execute and succeed and be region champs. And like I told them, you're 2 wins away from taking a region championship, which no one would have expected. We're not picked to beat anybody from here on out. We were 1-5. So we go out, take care of our business, and we will have accomplished our first goal of the season, was to be region champs.
So tomorrow night against the Patriots in Belleville, what are the 3 key things that has to happen for the Knights to go to 2-0 in the region?
We got to block well up front on offense. We can't turn the ball over, and we got to create some turnovers. I think if we do those things, and play the next play on defense. Don't get caught up in them catching a pass and getting down and letting them catch another pass. Just play the next play. And I think that'll be the biggest thing. We're going to have to play 4 downs on defense a lot, because we got to be able to stop 2-point conversions if they do score. So, you know, like I said, we don't turn the ball over, stay on blocks on offense and execute and create some turnovers. And I think we got a chance to come back home with a win.
7:00 kickoff tomorrow night. That is Thursday. Thank you, referee shortage, for a extended football weekend. Heading up to Belleville for Enrique Academy Knights, taking on the Belleville Christian Academy Patriots. 7:00, and we will, of course, be back here next Wednesday night with Beef Pizza. So thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.